Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about an update on the ascension of the planet. Now, we're all going through a multitude of changes now, from individuals to local communities, states, countries, and the Earth itself. This is all part of the ascension process for the Earth, which is changing to a higher vibration. So I'll give you an update on this process and how we're doing and how to make sense of all these changes. And then next Friday, on February 24th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we're in the midst of our pre-order sale for the 2012 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. And that's happening now through March 10th. So now through March 10th, you can save about 20% on your Good Timing Guide and or newsletters for next year. And it's your pre-order that allows us to print the guide, so we thank you with this special sale once a year. And it's the only sale we have for new guides. So now is the time to take advantage of it. And if you want to be more successful in 2012 and get better results for your important activities, then a Good Timing Guide is essential. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait with easy-to-read color codes. And you can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide, too. And you can also call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number, again, is 877-524-8300. Now, I also want to let you know that today I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and I'm here in that fair city to speak at the Oregon Astrological Association meeting tonight. So that's tonight, February 18th. My topic for tonight will be Astrology's Economic Forecast for 2011. And then tomorrow, on Saturday, February 19th, I'll be giving a workshop on 10 Keys to Thriving During Our Economic Changes. That's also with the OAA. And finally, for those of you who are in the Seattle area, I'll be speaking there next Thursday, February 24th, at East West Bookshop at 7 p.m. That's in Seattle. And my topic for that will be Astrology's Economic Forecast for 2011. Now, to learn more about any of these events, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or on the homepage, just click on the link for my appearances. So, what is up in the heavens? Lots. Lots and lots and lots. And you may have noticed that we're having a little party in the sign of Aquarius. We're having the Sun, Mars, Mercury, and Neptune. They're all getting together there in the late degrees of Aquarius. Now, this is the last day they'll all be together there, but they'll still be very close to each other today through the 20th, and still in range through February 22nd. Now, these combined energies are excellent for inspiring others to take important actions, especially actions that help improve a situation for a group or for human rights. A lot of new ideas can get started with these energies, and especially inspired ideas or spiritually motivated ideas. Now, whenever the Sun and Neptune get together, there are usually some visionary leaders proposing new ideas. Now, that part is excellent. However, my advice for Mars conjunct Neptune is to take the best care of yourself that you possibly can. Get more sleep. Oftentimes, people find themselves running out of energy and their immune system can be low. But if you take good care of yourself, this can be an incredibly wonderful time to take those inspired actions. And especially with this cycle of Mars conjunct Neptune, we can also be tempted to take actions out of fear or to take deceptive actions. You want to avoid doing that at all costs. Take only actions that you feel inspired to take. Otherwise, rest and recover your energy. Now, just a note about Mercury's part in all of this. Mercury conjunct Mars can be somewhat aggressive in speaking and driving. And Mercury conjunct Neptune can be spaced out, not paying attention to details. So be careful out there. Don't be ranting and raving while you're driving. And for heaven's sake, don't talk on your cell phones while you're driving during these days. You could get spaced out, get lost, or even have an accident. So avoid that by paying close attention when you're driving. The good news about Mercury in this party is that we have the opportunity to speak our truth in inspired and compassionate ways. And while we're doing this, we don't blame others, but instead we take responsibility for what we've created with our own energy. We notice what the patterns are in a matter-of-fact way, state our needs around that topic, and then we mention how we contributed to the situation before we make any requests of the other person. Remember, we'll be in these energies through February 22nd. Now, next, we're at the tail end of the cycle of Sun conjunct Mars in Aquarius. This cycle has very strong physical energy, even warrior energy. Its primary purpose is to stand up for yourself and especially to stand up in situations that impact groups and or human rights. Now, the Sun is about to leave Aquarius later today and move into the sign of Pisces, and Mars will follow the Sun into Pisces on February 23rd. So once that happens, this energy will still be with us a bit longer until March 7th, but it's in a different sign. So in Pisces, this warrior energy is a bit more spiritually oriented. There's compassion and forgiveness in this sign, and that Pisces warrior wants us to use these tools. Now, next, we're also in the latter stages of Venus square Saturn. Now, oftentimes, this feels like we don't have enough money or we're having a tough time in our relationships. We may even feel like ending a relationship that's become too challenging for us. So if you want more money to come to you or to heal and continue the relationship, you need a new story about the situation. Now, that new story might be that money is unexpectedly showing up for you in delightful ways, or that your relationship is healing now and you have a better understanding of your responsibilities to each other. This cycle peaks today on February 18th, even as I'm speaking, and it stays in range through February 23rd. That is Venus square Saturn. Also today, we have the last of five consecutive full moons since October 22nd, which are all occurred at 29 degrees of their sign. Now, that's the very end of the sign. And having five of these full moons in a row is revealing the end of the road for a lot of things that are not working. Now, we saw this with Egypt ousting their president and then dissolving their parliament until new elections can take place. And now Iran, Bahrain, and Libya are also having protests. I guarantee you, all dictators are shaking in their boots. They know their gig is up. And it's about time we all woke up and reclaimed our people power. Now, this particular full moon is also revealing lots of financial issues. It looks like both the stock and bond markets will react negatively to some of the very big debt issues that many governments now have. The Financial Times reported on Tuesday that PIMCO, which is the world's largest bond fund, drastically cut its holdings of U.S. government bonds in January, right before that market started crashing earlier this month. Now, watch for more news like that, and be sure you get out of all tax-exempt bonds right away. Now, next, we also have the major cycle of Jupiter square Pluto. This cycle is strongly associated with power plays. Jupiter in Aries has the archetype of fools rush in where angels fear to tread. This is a fearless Jupiter. Jupiter represents how we grow and abundance in general. Pluto represents power and or the powers that be, debt, death, and transformation. In this case, we get a lot of power issues, and the people who are forcing the issue are not afraid of the powers that be. So we've been seeing a lot of power issues coming to the forefront lately, especially with Egypt. But they're not the only place this is happening. Iran and other Middle East countries are also erupting over these issues. And you may see power issues at your own work or in local organizations or local governments. And you may also encounter them in your home life. Jupiter square Pluto peaks on February 25th, and it stays in range through March 27th. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. And this week, your tip is this. Notice those orange final result codes for all day Sunday, February 20th, and Monday until 12:54 p.m. Pacific Time. We get another orange final result again on Tuesday, February 22nd, for the whole day until 5:07 p.m. Pacific Time. Now, these are dates when deals are not coming together as anticipated, or something you expect is not happening. So don't plan important activities during those dates and times. For heaven's sakes, don't sign a contract. Don't try to get your prospect to say yes. Wait until Wednesday, February 23rd, to take those important actions. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. So you don't need to take notes. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. It's free. Get signed up today. It's in the top box at the top right of the home page. Now, do you understand what the changes are that we're seeing on all levels are about? Even the Earth is changing. And when I come back from this short break, I'll give you an update on the ascension of the planet. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. We have something really special at the Northwest Women's Show that we're planning March 4th through the 6th at Quest Field. And we're inviting all of you all to join us. For those of you out there that want help taking your message out into the world, we have a stage on Sunday where we feature our sponsors and speakers, and we'd like you to be part of that. Any of you out there interested in having the Dr. Pat Show and help you take your message out either locally or globally, give me a call. 1-800-930-2819. We can run commercials for you. We have interviews where we feature you on the Dr. Pat Show and much more. This is the year to expand and to grow. We want to be part of your journey. We have a double booth coming up at the Northwest Women's Show. We have a stage on Sunday. We'd love to be able to bring your product and service and feature it at our booth and, more importantly, give you a place to speak on the Dr. Pat Show stage. For more information about this, you can email me at pat@thedrpatshow.com or you can call me at 1-800-930-2819.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Bagel Oasis has been baking Seattle's best bagels since 1988, using only the finest natural ingredients and old-fashioned baking methods to create a bagel that is unparalleled. Now, add an array of specialty sandwiches and omelets, soups from scratch daily, and you have a delectable experience making Bagel Oasis my number one pick. So if it's a bag of fresh bagels or a breakfast or lunch treat that won't break your budget, Bagel Oasis is the place for you. Located in Seattle on 65th and Ravenna. Check out today's specials at SeattleBagelOasis.com and pre-order by calling 206-526-0525. That's SeattleBagelOasis.com. And remember, call 206-526-0525.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, today I'm giving an update on the ascension of the planet. And I'm talking about all the many changes that impact you, other people, organizations of every type around you, and the Earth itself. Now, first of all, what is ascension? The really big changes of our times are not just the economic and social changes we're going through. Those seem big, but they're actually part of a much bigger change. Ascension is about our planet Earth ascending to a higher dimension or frequency. Now, I know that sounds pretty far out, but at the bottom of it, this is what's happening. This is the first time that we know of in this universe, not that we have tons of information about that, but that's the first time that we know of it in this universe that a planet has attempted to ascend to a higher dimension or frequency. So believe me, the entire universe is watching our progress. Earth is where the big action is. And hey, you've got a front row seat. Now, what does it mean for a planet to shift its frequency or to ascend to a higher dimension? Well, scientists know that the Earth has been increasing its frequency for years. They just haven't got a clue what to make of it. That's because until about 10 or 12 years ago, the Earth's frequency, also known as the Schumann frequency, has been the same for billions and billions of years. And this frequency of the Earth was basically 7.8 hertz per second. And it's been reported that the Earth's frequency is rising and that it's in the range of over 11 hertz per second now. And in theory, it's headed to at least 13 hertz per second, which is nearly twice as fast as it was originally. Now, this is a big deal because all animals, all plants have entrained themselves to the frequency of the Earth, and that includes us humans. This is just part of being here on the planet. So the Earth is raising its frequency in preparation to ascend to a higher dimension where the energies will be much higher than they have been here all this time. So, in fact, all of us have to change our own frequency to something higher in order to stay on the planet and ascend with it to that higher dimension. We have to match our own frequency to that of the Earth, or we'll just get way too uncomfortable to stay here. Now, is there any basis for believing that such a thing can actually happen, that the Earth could actually go off to a higher dimension and take us with it? Well, there are actually quite a few different sources of information which all point to the same or similar stories. But one of the oldest and perhaps the most interesting sources is the Mayan calendar itself. Now, according to Carl Kalman, the Mayan calendar will end this year on October 28, 2011. Now, that's only 8 months from now. But if he's wrong and it really does end on December 21st, 2012, that's still less than 2 years from now. Essentially, the reason the Mayan calendar ends is because the Mayans could not see beyond that date. Something so big and so different was occurring that tracking time became irrelevant. So perhaps they were seeing the Earth shifting to a higher dimension where time would be different. Or, and because plenty of other people who channel information, plus psychics, intuitive shamans, and Akashic record readers, have been bringing this information to light for years. So is there any evidence lately that we humans are raising our frequency to match that of the Earth? Well, years ago, David Hawkins, who wrote the book Power versus Force, devised a scale using muscle testing to determine the frequency or the energy of emotions. And he found that anger had a higher frequency than depression, sadness, shame, or humiliation. And recently, and fear, too. And recently, we've been watching the entire Middle East wake up in anger and get out in the streets to protest. Now, that's a much higher energy than being in fear or being depressed. And for the most part, Egypt did this with nonviolent protest. So notice the power of that. Of course, we really want to get our frequency to an even higher level, such as trust, love, or joy. And we will get there, all in good time. Now, Kryon, who is the Earth's magnetic master, channeled by Lee Carroll, says that whatever way the Middle East goes, so goes the rest of the Earth. He says the Middle East is in the midst of a major shift, and it certainly looks that way. Eventually, that shift will bring peace to the entire Earth, because people who have hated one another for thousands of years will learn to respect each other and live together. So it's very possible that what is meant by the ascension of the Earth is that we'll actually have that thousand years of peace that's been predicted by so many prophecies. And perhaps that peace will occur in another dimension, though. No one really knows. Now, another major shift that I've noticed in this process is that a lot of corruption is coming to light. It's happening all over the place. Banks and trading firms with unethical trading practices are being investigated and charged. There are many of these investigations going on, and the same is true of government positions and politicians. Unethical practices in big corporations, including pharmaceutical, agricultural, and chemical companies, are really being seen now. More and more of this corruption is coming to light so people can see how they're being manipulated into doing things that are not good for them. And for that matter, much that's being revealed is also not good for the Earth. Now, you may think it's a bad sign that so much corruption is coming to light. However, you can't raise the frequency of the planet when a lot of corruption and decay are being hidden. Shining a light on this stuff is exactly what's needed to change things and increase the frequency of the planet and ourselves. The fact is that there's no place to hide corruption anymore. Secrets are too easily exposed. Whistleblowers are showing up and doing their job. And we're finding out the real truth of what's going on. Now, this year, beginning in March, we're headed into two major shifts. First of all, we'll enter the last period, or the last underworld, of the Mayan calendar, which will start March 9th, according to Carl Kalman. Now, this last underworld is the time when humanity will develop unity consciousness, and we'll do this in a mere 234 days. The acceleration of change will speed up by a factor of 20. In essence, we'll do the same amount of transformation of our consciousness in these 234 days as we've done in the past 12.8 years. And right now, we're completing the same amount of transformation in 12.8 years as we did in the previous 254 years. Get the picture? We're having exponential changes. Now, as we develop unity consciousness, we'll develop respect for all life, not just for those people or species that look, think, and act like us. It's not about everyone thinking or acting the same way. It's about respecting each other and our differences. It's about creating new ways to work together, especially when we have different points of view. Now, just ask yourself, what kind of choices would businesses make if they respected all life, not just their pocketbooks? That's where unity consciousness is taking us, along with those higher frequencies of the Earth. At some point, those who won't change their old patterns, old ways of thinking and working, will leave the Earth because it will become too uncomfortable for them to stay. Look around you. This is already happening. The second major shift this year is Uranus moves into Aries on March 11th. That's only 2 days after this last major shift of the Mayan calendar begins. And as soon as that occurs, Uranus squares Pluto for another 8 years. Now, these are revolutionary energies, and they're similar to the ones we had back in the mid-1960s. Now, back then, we had race riots, Vietnam War protests, women burning their bras in the streets, the sexual revolution, and an ecological revolution that took people back to the Earth. I guarantee you, we ain't seen nothing yet. Just wait until Americans get out in the streets. That might not happen until the dollar crashes and the government changes our currency. No worries, though. It will happen. And when it does, The Federal Reserve had better look out. So where are we in our ascension process? I'd say we're making major progress. This year we'll see so much progress, it will probably make our heads spin. What can you do to help yourself prepare for the Earth's ascension? First, find your heart and stay centered in it when you make your choices. Give up your old patterns and old ways of thinking. Let go of doing everything yourself. Partner up with the universe and others to co-create a new world together. We're not victims. We're all creating this together with all of our energies. So wake up and find your voice. Wake up and make new choices. Make choices that raise your energy. Whether it increases your physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual energy, it all helps. Start telling a new story. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter. Tell any story that focuses on what you want. Be open to new ways of working, thinking, and living. Let's raise our vibration and ascend together. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. When you raise your vibration, frequency, or energy, money comes rushing to you. So do anything to feel better. That's your most important job each day. Choose consistent choices and thoughts that make you feel better, and you'll be a money magnet. Now, next Friday on February 25th, after I talk about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. So tune in again next Friday. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to pre-order your 2012 Good Timing Guide and newsletters while they're on sale for 20% off now through March 10th. Or call us toll-free to order. Arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Don't miss the event that can change your life. Take your health and wellness to the next level with Dr. David Hill, a world-leading expert and renowned teacher in the use and application of pure essential oils. He's coming to the UW in Seattle for a free community event, February 22nd at 7 p.m. Find out how to care for yourself and families in the safest, purest, most natural way. Visit doterranw.com or call 206-552-8222 for more information. Come sample the oils and participate in door prizes and lots of fun.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.